Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back to today's Daf Psachim Ayin Tes. We are 8 lines from the top of the Amud B'Mikdosh and Inakein. The Gemara is going back to the Mishnah, which told us that in contrast with the Korban Pesach, where Basar is a requirement because the intended purpose of the Korban Pesach is L'Achila, when it comes to other Korbanos, it's different. As long as there's even Chelev around, that enables the Zrikas Hadam. Says the Gemara, Masnisin Mani Rabbi Yeshuhi, apparently our Mishnah insists on having some Chelev present in order to enable Zrikas Hadam, is following Shitas Rabbi Yeshua, who says that in order to have Zrika, you need to have at least some Chelev around, or some Basar, a Kezayis of one or the other. The Sani Rabbi Yeshua Imer, Kol HaZvachim Shebetorah, regarding all Karbanos, other than the Karban Pesach, Shenishtair Mehen, Kezayis Basar Oy, Kezayis Chelev. That there is some, either a Kezayis of just Chelev, or a Kezayis of Basar, left over. Everything else was tummy, everything else has disappeared, but there's something left over, either kezayis, which is a sheer chashav, a sheer achila, of either basar, which would be suitable for achila of the Adam, or kezayis chelev, suitable for achilas mizbeach, zurek sadam, that enables him to do zrika. But if it's only kachatzi zayis basar, vikachatzi zayis chelev, a half a zayis of basar and chelev, you don't combine the two. They're not starif. Ein Zerek Sadam, you cannot do Zrika because you don't have a significant shiur for either Achila of the Mizbeach, it's only half a Kezayis of Chelev, or for the personal Achila, the Basar. Half of each doesn't combine. Uba Oila, that's an exception. When it comes to Korban Oila, Afilu Kechatzi Zayis Basar Vekechatzi Zayis Chelev, Zerek Sadam. By Oila, since the entire thing goes on to the Mizbeach, then you can combine, you can mix and match, even a half of Gezayis of Basar and half of Chelev, that allows Zrika Mepnesha Kula Kolob, because the entire carbon, the Chelev with the Basar, goes on the Mizbeach, so you have a Shir Achilas Mizbeach in total. Continues the Brayse, Ube Mincha, Afa Pisha Kula Kayemes LaYizrik. When it comes to Mincha, even if the entire Mincha is around, that doesn't allow Zrika. Says the Gemara, Mincha Mayavidata. When do you have Zrika by a mincha? How does that come in? Omra Papa Minchas Nesach. We're speaking about the mincha that comes with the carbon. And the point of the Brisa is, don't think the mincha is an integral part of the carbon. And if there's nothing left except for the mincha, you can do Zrika. Sakadai Techamina, perhaps I would contemplate. Kiven the Ka'asim Mikoyach Zevach, since the Minchas and Sochem is coming on account of the carbon, Kigufei de Zevach Domi, it should be regarded like part and parcel of the carbon itself. And even if that's the only thing left from that carbon, you can do Zrika Kamash Malon. The Bryce informs us it is not so, because at the end of the day, Mincha is not the carbon. You need to have a Kezayis of the Basar HaKarbon, Kezayis of the Chelev. But the mincha doesn't really play a role here. So that's the braisa. And again, Mishnah, which insists on having something left over, either a kezayis of the basar or kezayis of a chelev, is in line with Rabbi Yeshua Shita. Says the Gemara, chelev menolam. How would we know that even a kezayis of chelev is sufficient to allow us to do zrikas hadam? Because Rabbi Yeshua learns from the pasuk of Vasisa Oilei Secha HaBasar Adam, as we learned earlier, Basar and Dam need to be here. How do you know that Chelev accounts for something and allows for the Zrika? Amar Rabbi Yechanan Mishum Rabbi Shmuel. Umotuba, some say it was Rabbi Yechanan, the name of Mishum Rabbi Shmuel ben Chananya. We have another pasuk, Damakra. The pasuk says, Vizorak HaKoynes Adam, and then continues, this comes to inform us that even Chelev allows Zrika Chelev, Afa Bisha in Basar. So Kezayis of Chelev is sufficient. Ashkechon Chelev. So now we learn that Chelev works. Yeseres HaKovid, Ushte HaKloyis, Minolan. How do you know that the portion of the liver, or the Shte Kloyis, the two kidneys, which also are put on the Mizbeach, they're not Chelev, but they're considered a murim, which go on the Mizbeach. How do we know that they too, they also can account for a shear in the carbon to allow Zrika? that's the question. The Gemara stops for a second. Why are you even asking? Hey, Chaim Rinan Zarkinan. How would you know to even ask such a question? Why do you think that the Yetzeres HaKavod and Shnei HaKlayos do allow Zrika? The answer is because the Brice that we just mentioned indicates as such. Midik Tani. Since the Brice had said, Ubemincha Afa Pishakula Kayamas LaYizrik. When the only thing left is the Mincha, that doesn't allow Zrika. What does that indicate? Mincha Hu Deloy. The Mincha, which is a separate entity from the actual body of the carbon, that doesn't allow Zrika. But it sounds like anything that is part of the animal would allow. Avol Yeseres HaKovit U Shtei HaKlois Shapri Domi. But if you have just those remaining, it sounds like it is sufficient to allow Zrika. Manola, that takes us back to the question, how do we know? Answers the Gemara. Rabbi Yechanan was the one who quoted Rabbi Shmuel regarding the Chalef. Now Rabbi Yechanan, Didei Amar, he himself said his own, presented his own drasha, Amar Kro, L'Reich Nechayach. Because that very pasuk finishes with the words, L'Reich Nechayach Lashem, Victor HaKoyin, L'Reich Nechayach Lashem, which indicates, Kol Shatam Mala, L'Reich Nechayach, anything which you put on the Mizbeach to create that pleasant aroma, even the Yerseres HaKavod and the Shtei HaKlois are included in this halacha, and as long as you have something like that remaining, this zrika can be done. Continues the Gemara. Ve'itzruch lemichtav chelev, ve'itzruch lemichtav reach nechayach. We have the pasuk speaking about chelev, and then the pasuk has reach nechayach to indicate that even the kavod and the yeseres hakavod will allow zrika. Why do we need a pasuk for both? Says the Gemara, v'itzruch lemichtav chelev. The Torah does have to speak about chelev. V'itzruch lemichtav reach nechayach, and likewise reach nechayach to include the other items. Because of Rachmana chelev, because had the Torah only spoken about chelev, havamina, perhaps I would say chelev in. The chelev does account for a shiur in the carbon which allows zrika. Yiseres hakaved u'shtei hakloyes loy, but not the other things. Because of Rachmana l'reach nechayach, that's why the Torah has to add l'reach nechayach to include these items as well. Because Rachmana l'reach nechayach, had the Torah only said that, havamina, kol ha'olin l'reach nechayach, I would say anything that goes on the mizbech, even the minchas nesachim, is something which would allow zrika. Because of Rachmana chaylev, that's why the Torah has to say chaylev, to teach us no. It needs to be something which is part of the goof of the animal, as opposed to the mincha, which is an external element. Although it comes on account of the carbon, it is still not considered part and parcel of the actual gufa carbon, therefore, having that left over, that's not enough to allow zrika. So in conclusion, we learned that according to Rabbi Shua, as long as we have a kezayis of basur or kezayis of chelev, that is sufficient to allow zrika. You need to have a kezayis. A half of this and a half of that is not combined, except by oila when both are going to be on the mizbeach, and therefore they both can join together and create a shiur for a shiur in the carbon. And we learn from a pasuk that not only the basar but the chelev as well, not only the chelev, even the yeseres hakaved and the shtei hakloyes, but not the mincha which is outside of the actual carbon. Continues the Mishnah, we learned earlier that a carbon pesach can be brought even on Shabbos and even betumah if necessary. Nitma kohol ayruboy. If the community became Tamei, or most of it, we're speaking about the people that are going to join in the Hakrav of the Karim Pesach, they're either all Tamei or mostly. Or the Kohanim were actually Tamei, but not the community. Yasu Batuma, in either one of these cases, they will bring the Karim Pesach Batuma, and Rashi points out that everybody will bring a betumah. There's no need for the Tahirim to keep themselves separate. In fact, Rashi later, it sounds like they're not supposed to keep themselves separate. You're supposed to do one collective akrova, and if it's betumah, so be it. However, nitma miut hakol, suppose only a miut, a minority of the Yisrael were tameim. In that case, that doesn't justify bringing the Pesach betumah. Rather, ha-tahirin oisin esarishin, the ones that remain tar, they bring the Pesach Rishon on the 14th of Nisan, Vatamei and Oisin Esasheni, and the ones that are Tamei, the Miut, will be pushed off to Pesach Sheni. They'll bring it the next month. Tanur Rabbanon, we have another example of Tumah. Says the Brisa, Arei Shehu Yisroel Tmein V'Kahanim U'Klei Shoris Tahir. Suppose the Yisroel were Tomei, but the Kahanim and the Klei Shoris in the Beis HaMikdash remain Tahir, or Oy Shehu Yisroel Tahirin. Yisroel were Tahirin, but U'Klei Hanim, U'Klei Shoris Tmein. Both the Kahanim and the Klei Shoris were Tomei. V'Afilu Yisroel V'Kahanim Tahirin. Even, let's say, Yisroel and the Kahanim were both Tahir. U'Klei Shoris Tmein. It's only the Klei Shoris that were Tomei. In all these cases, Yasu Betuma, they all proceed and bring the Karban Pesach Betuma. And the Chiddush again is that even the Yachid, who is Torah perhaps, will join in their Pesach Betuma. Why? She'ein Karban Tzibur Chalak. Because a public, collective Karban is not meant to be separated into parts. It's meant to be one collective process of Akrova. If it's Betuma, all come along. Omar Rav Chizda. This halacha that we just learned, that even if the klisharis is tummy, that justifies bringing the Pesach Betumah. Lashonot, that was only said, elashenitma hasakin bitmemes. It depends what type of tumah we're speaking. It only applies when the sakin used for shchita became tummy through touching a tmemes. Tmemes is the source tumah, aviyavois tumah. One who comes into contact with the mace is called a tmemes, he's an avatumah. Now the sakin, which is a piece of metal, which comes into contact with an avatuma, that sakin as well will attain the darga, the madrega satuma of avatuma, unlike an ordinary item where there's a downgrade. If it's just a kli eitz, which touched an avatuma, that kli now becomes a rishon, it gets downgraded. But by metal, it acquires the same tuma as its source. So if the sakin touched a tmei meis, the knife itself will become a tmei meis. How do we know this? The Rachmana Amar, the Pasuk says, if one touches a mace, b'chalal cherev, one who was killed through a cherev, why do you need to describe the cherev? The Pasuk here is teaching us that a cherev, which is a metal item, cherev hariku harihu k'cholal, it acquires the same tumah as the chol, as the mace. So anything within the context of tumas mace has this halacha. The metal receives the same tumah as its source. So now we have a sakin, which is a avatuma, v'kometame legavra. When the kohen handles this sakin, he also will become tame. The sakin is an av, will be tame the kohen, make him a rishon. The mikara kimis avid, betumas aguf. The kohen is kimis avid. In which case, when he approaches the carbon, the mikara initially kimis avid, when this carbon is going to be processed, the shchit is going to be done, how? In what state? Betumas aguf the kohen, kimis avid. It's going to be done when the Kohen or the Yisrael being Shechet is Tamei Tumas Hagof. Himself, the person is Tamei, which is a Tuma that entails Karas. Generally, a person is not allowed to be in the Azorah when he is Tamei. In this case, where there's no way out, it's unavoidable. Inevitably, this Karim Pesach is going to be Shechet with people who are going to be Tamei. Tamei, a very severe Tuma which involves Karas. If so, this Pesach is going to be brought betuma, and this is what the Torah allows. You can bring a Pesach betuma. Avol says Rav Chizda, but nitma sakin betuma sheretz. Suppose this sakin did not get the more severe form of tuma. Rather, he touched the sheretz. A sheretz is an av, making the sakin a rishon. Because this concept of equalizing the metal with the source only applies to tumas meis. Here it's a tumas sheretz, in which case the sakin is only a rishon. A rishon will not be metame a person. So even the kohen who's handling the sakin will remain tar. What will become tummy? Only the basar. The basar who the metamele. The sakin is metame the basar. The gavrele metamele. But it's not metame the person. In that case, says Rav Chizda, there's no justification, there's no allowance for the pesach to be brought betuma when the people are tummy. In that case, Tahirin Ovid. Only the people who are Tur should do their carbon. Tmein Le Ovid, but not the Tmein. Why? Because although this Basar is Tameh, that's a lighter form of Tumah. That's not such a serious form of Tumah. And that doesn't provide this broad allowance. Well, if the Basar is Tameh, let us all get involved, even though we're Tameh. It's two separate contexts. Mutav Ye Achel B'Tumas Basar. It is better, it's preferred that the Karban Pesach should be eaten when the basar is tummy. But love, that only involves a love. True, you have to override that iser, but it's still a low grade issa, relatively speaking. But that doesn't allow for the basa to be eaten when a person's tummy. That's a karis involvement. Says Rav Chisda, if it's unavoidable that the person, the gaver, is going to be tummy, then we do the Pesach b'tumah. Because the personal tumah is a karis tumah. Person whose tummy cannot be found in the azara, etc., that's karis. So when it's unavoidable, then evidently the Torah provides an allowance, a license to bring this Pesach b'tumah. But if you can get away with only the basar being tummy, that doesn't provide an allowance, a broad license for the people who are tummy to get involved. It says more alma kasaver of Chizda. Apparently, Rav Chisda holds tumah dechuyah hibetzibur. Although we speak about the Torah allowing a carbon to be processed even b'tumah, it's a dechuy. It's out of necessity. It's still there. The tumah is still there. It's not a heter. We override the tumah aspect. Therefore, if we can try to avoid it or at least minimize it, we're meant to do it. In this case, although the basar is tummy, but let's try to minimize the extent of tumah. Don't allow people who are tummy to get involved. V'chein or Rabbi Yitzchak, tumah d'chuyah hi b'tzibur. Even a tumah b'tzibur is d'chuyah, it's pushed away. It's there. It's a concern. Therefore, try to minimize it. V'rava Amar. Rava disagreed with this halach. He says like this. Afilu t'mei nami avdi. Even in this last case, where the basar is tummy, that already allows for t'meim to get involved. My time. D'chsiv. We find a pasuk that links the two elements of tumah to each other. When one doesn't pose a concern, then the other one doesn't either pose a concern. The two things are dependent. D'chsiv v'abasar asher yiga b'chol tumah, basar which will touch tumah, lo yachal, it should not be eaten, b'eish yisarev. So that's the halacha regarding the basar being tumah, which may not be eaten. That's number one. The pasuk concludes, v'abasar, who should eat basar? Kol tar yachal basar, only a person whose tar may eat basar, kachin. So that's the second element, the personal tumah. First we speak about the item being tumah, which may not be eaten. Then the pasuk concludes with the person being tummy who may not eat kachem. Apparently, the two things are linked with each other. When one is present, so is the other one. But when one is ignored and overridden, so is the other one. Kalecha de loy karinan beiva habasar asher yiga b'chol tummy lo yachal. When we have a situation where we don't apply the first part of the pasuk, that the basar which is tummy should not be eaten, we override that, such as in this case where the basar of the Pesach is tummy, and we may still eat it. So since that doesn't work, that doesn't apply, we don't apply a second part of the pasuk as well, lekarinan bei v'habasar kol tar yachal basar, that we insist only on the tar eating. No, we don't insist any longer on only the tummy eating. When the first part is not available, the second part isn't either, something to be reckoned with. Kalecha de karinan bei v'habasar asher yiga b'chol tummy lo yachal. However, when we do apply the first part of the pasuk, that basar which is tummy may not be eaten, yeah, then we apply the second part as well. It's a comprehensive din. Karina beiva basar kol tar yachal basar, that only a tar may eat. Therefore, says Rava, in this case where it's unavoidable that the basar will be eaten betumah basar, likewise, even the tmeim may get engaged and evolved in the Karim Pesach, because when the first element isn't applicable, likewise, the second element either. So in conclusion, we learned that if either the Kohol or the Kayhanim or the Klesharis are Tomei, they will proceed and bring the Pesach B'tumah. What type of Tumas Klesharis? Rav Chisda says only a Tumas Klesharis which will be Metamei the person. Rava says even one which will only be Metamei the bus. Continues the Gemara, Itma, we learned Harei Shehoi Yisrael Mechza Toirin U'Mechza Tmein. Suppose you don't have a majority in Yisrael who are Tomei. You have half and half. 50-50. 50 Tar, 50 Tomei. What is the halacha here? We have a machlekes. Rav Amar, mechza a mechza karev. Half and half is regarded like a majority. Although you can't really have two majorities in one unit, according to Rav, apparently we focus on each half independently. You're not a miut, you're half. Therefore, you have a din of a roif. You have the same significance and prominence as the majority. So the Tohirim have a din of a majority, and likewise the Tmeim have a din of a roif. Rav Kahana Amar, he says, no, you can't do that. Mechza, mechza, enek roiv. Half and half is not roiv. You have to view the entire unit of Yisrael as one. You cannot have two roivs in one unit. The Gemara explains, what is the nafkamina lahalach? Rav Amar, mechza, mechza, kroiv. Half and half is like roiv. What happens now? You have half tahir and half tmeim. Halalu oisin la'atzman. The Tahirin will bring their carbon Pesach independently. B'tahara. Why B'tahara? Because they're like Roiv. Roiv, Tahirin, will never bring a Pesach B'tumah. So they have to bring their Pesach separately, B'tahara. V'halalu oisin la'atzman. Likewise, the half of Yisrael who are Tameh, they bring their own Pesach B'tumah. Roiv Yisrael are Tameh, they bring the Pesach B'tumah. So we have a paradoxical situation. We have two roivs working together. Roiv Tahir will bring their carbon b'tahara. The other half, which are considered like roiv tmein, will bring their Pesach b'tumah. That's Rav Shita. Rav Kahana Amar, mechza mechza enik roiv. Half and half are not regarded as roiv. Rather, they're considered like a miut. Once you're not the roiv, a non-roiv is considered like a miut. And what happens now? Tahir and Eisen Es Rishon. The half of Yisrael which are Tahir will bring the Pesach Rishon B'Tahara. Utmein Eisen Es Hasheni. The other half, which is Tamei, they will bring their Pesach during Ira, Pesach Sheni, because they're only regarded as a miut. They can't bring a Pesach B'Tuma, which is Halacha specific to Roiv. They're only a minority of Klal Yisrael. They have to wait till Pesach Sheni and bring their carb. Ikad Amri Amar Rav Kahana. There's another version of Rav Kahana who says like this. So Rav was the one who said half is treated like a roiv. Rav Kahana in the first version held half is treated like a miut. Here comes another pshat. Ikad Amri Amar Rav Kahana. Mechza mechza in a karoiv. Half and half is not like roiv. But they're also not a miut. They're a limbo. Nor here nor there. Therefore, Tahirin Eisen Es Rishon, the Tahirin, half of Yisrael who are Tahir, will bring Pesach Rishon B'Tahara. Because they're only a miut. They can't bring, because they're a miut. And therefore, they have to bring B'Tahara. Because the other half of Yisrael, which is also a miut, doesn't justify bringing the Pesach B'Tumah. So Tahirin bring the Pesach Rishon B'Tahara. Utmein, Ein oisin lo yisarishim lo yisasheni. Listen to this. The half of Yisrael who are Tamei, they're excluded entirely from Pesach. They can't bring the first or second Pesach. Explains the Gemara. Why not? Berishon liavdi. They cannot bring the first Pesach betuma. They'll have a ruba. They're not a roiv. They're only a miut. Besheni liavdi. Likewise, they can't bring a carbon Pesach. Pesach sheni. Even betahara. Because they're not a miut. They're not a roiv or a miut. The concept of Pesach Sheni was only granted to a yachid. The Pasuk says, Ish ish ki yatami lenefesh, and he will not be able to do Pesach Rishon. He gets pushed off, postponed for Pesach Sheni. A tzibur bring Pesach Rishon even mituma, a roiv, and a miut, a yachid individual, will have Pesach Sheni privileges. But according to the second version of Rav Kahana, we have half and half. A half is neither considered a majority nor a minority. And since they're not a miut, they don't have a din of Pesach Sheni. So, conclusion, half of Yisrael Tor, half a Tomei. Rav says, Mechza, Mechza, Karoiv. Each half is viewed independently of the other. Each one is considered like a roiv. If you're not a miut, then you have the same chashiva's prominence as significance of a roiv. Therefore, Rav says, Tahirin will bring their own Pesach B'Tahara. The Tmein will bring their own Pesach B'Tumah. Rav Kahana in the first version said, Mechza Mechza is like a miut. So Tahirin bring Pesach Rishon B'Tahara. And the Tmein will be able to bring the Pesach Sheni. Because they're individuals. A miut is like an Ish-Ish who can bring his Pesach Sheni to make up for lost ground. According to the second version of Rav Kahana, Mechza Mechza is neither considered a roiv nor a miut. And therefore, the Tahirin can bring Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, but the Tmeim are excluded completely. They can't bring the Pesach Rishon B'Tumah because they're only a mute. A Pesach can only come B'Tumah if you have a Roiv Tumah. They're only a mute. They're certainly not a Roiv, let's put it this way. They're not a Roiv, therefore they can't bring Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. Nor can they bring Pesach Sheni, because that's a halacha specific to a yachid, individual, or a miut. Half of Klal Yisrael, that's not a miut. Let's take a look at Rashi on top. Utmein ein oisin lois arishin, says Rashi, the kibun de ena kiroiv. Since half is not roiv, li'avdi betuma. They can't bring a Pesach betuma, which is a very specific privilege for a roiv. They're not a roiv. So that excludes them from Pesach Rishon. U'b'sheni nami loy, nor can they bring Pesach Sheni, they ain't a miut, because half is not a miut. And Pesach Sheni is a special halacha for a miut. Continues the Gemara, want to have a raya from the Mishnah, akasha on the Shitas. Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, nitzma kol erubay. If the kol, or most of the kol became tamei, oisha hoya kahan mitzmein, or perhaps the kahan were tamei, v'alkohol tohorim, and the kol were tar. The Mishnah said, ya'asa betumah. The Karban Pesach should be brought betumah. Stop. Let's make a diyuk. Rubay hu da'avdi betumah. This halacha of bringing the Karban Pesach betumah only applies when most of Klal Yisrael were tamei. But apparently if it's only half and half, aval palgo palgo, le'avdi berishon. If it's half tamei and half tor, the tmein cannot bring the Pesach Rishon at all. Now this is a Kasha L'Rav, who says that half Tmein is like Rav Tmein, and they can bring Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. Amalach Rav. Rav will respond, let's relearn the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, if Rav are Tmein, then they bring the Karban Pesach B'Tumah. Ruba Avdi Kulu B'Tumah. If it's a Rav Tmein, then everybody joins together, even the Tahirin, can take part in that Karban Pesach B'Tumah. Because Roiv of Yisrael Tomei, the Mead can join the crowd. Palgo, palgo. But the Diyuk will be like this. If it's half and half, half Tomei and half Tor, then the Halacha changes slightly. In what way? Halalo Oysen La'atzman, Halalo Oysen La'atzman. Each segment of Klal Yisrael will make their own independent Karban Pesach. The Tahirin will make a B'Tahara. And the half Tmein will make a B'Tumah. They can make a B'Tumah because half is like Rav. So this is very much in line with my Shita. Hachinami Mestavra. Indeed, it is. It seems from the wording of the Mishnah itself that this is the correct approach. That even when we have half and half, the Tmein can go ahead and bring Pesach Rishon B'Tumah because half is like Rav. What's the right? The Tani Sefer. Let's drop down to the next part of the Mishnah, which says, Nitzma Miut HaKol. If only a miut of the kol were tamei, tahirin oisin es arishon. Tahirin will bring Pesach Rishon B'Tahara, of course. Utmein oisin hasheni, and the miut who are tamei, they will bring Pesach Sheni. The diyuk is like this: miut who da'avdi b'sheni. It's only because they're a miut, then they have to wait for Pesach Sheni. Aval palgo palgo. But suppose it was half and half, they don't have to wait for Iyor to bring the Pesach Sheni. Aval palgo palgo loy. No, this halacha doesn't apply. V'avdi berishon, and actually they, even the half who are tamei, they can bring Pesach Rishon. V'alol oisin la'atzman. Each segment of Klal Yisrael, each half, will bring their own independent Karban Pesach. These will bring B'Tahara. These will bring a tumah. There's actually a riot to me, says Rav. Then we have half and half. Each one is deemed like Rav. V'lekashi l'Rav Kahana. If that's the case, if this is such a good diuk, then only when it's a miut do they have to wait for Pesach Sheni. But word half and half. The half who are tamei are considered like a roiv, and they can bring the Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. This will be a kashan Rav Kahana, who doesn't agree with Rav. He doesn't allow the half who are tamei to bring the Pesach Rishon B'Tumah. Amalach Rav Kahana. Rav Kahana will respond like this. Let's relearn our Mishnah. The Mishnah concludes by saying, Nitmu miut hakol, as part of the call, a miut became tamei. Tahirin oisin es arishon. The tahirin make the first Pesach B'Tahara. Utmein oisin es hasheni. The miut who are tamei will bring Pesach Sheni. We can make a diuk. Ha palgo palgo. Suppose it was only half and half. It wasn't roiv deratur, it was a half and half. So unlike Rav, who said, well, if it's half and half, the Torah make their own Pesach and the Tmei make their own Pesach b'tumah. No, Rav Kana will say it differently. If it's half and half, what is the resulting halacha? Tahirin oisnes arishon. True, the Torah do their own Pesach b'tahara. Avot Tmeiin, but the segment of Klal Yisrael who are Tamei, they have Tmei, einon oisin lois arishon velois hashen. They cannot bring Pesach rishon or Pesach shen. Why? Because they're neither roiv nor miut. Since they're not roiv, they can't bring Pesach Rishon Betuma. Since they're not miut either, they can't have Pesach Sheni, which is something specific, unique to an individual. So that's how Rav Kahana will interpret the Mishnah, in line with his Shita. Hatenech Ulishna Basra Rav Kahana. This works well according to the second version of Rav Kahana, that the half Tmein are considered neither Roiv or Miut, and they're excluded from both Psachim. Ela Lahach Lishna, Dom Rav Kahana. However, according to the first Lashon of Rav Kahana, who says that we have half and half, what happens? Tahorim Oisin Esarishin, Utmein Oisin Esasheni. Because according to the first version of Rav Kahana, the Mechza have a din of Miut. And they will have Pesach Sheni privileges. Michael and Meimar. So according to that shot, how are you going to explain our Mishnah? Which sounds like the Miut are exempted and excluded from both Pesachim. Omer Rav Kahana. So Rav Kahana in that version would respond like this. Hu adin dafilu palgo palgo. Just because the Mishnah ends by saying, when it's a Miut Tmein, they can bring Pesach Sheni. Which sounds like, if it wouldn't be a mit, it would be half and half. The Tmei cannot bring Pesach Sheni. Let's not make that diuk. Hu adin dafilu palgo palga nami, even if it would be 50-50. Nami, there as well, tohirin oisin esarishin. Utmein oisin esarishin, the same halacha will apply there as well. Tohirin go about bringing their Pesach b'tahara. The Tmei bring the Pesach Sheni, because half is considered like a mit, according to this version of Rav Kahana. If that's the case, the wording of the Mishnah will be a bit problematic. So why then does the Mishnah say, if it's a miut, then they can bring Pesach Sheni, which sounds like if it's half and half, they can't. Lav dafka. I did a ton of Reisha Rubai. It's simply on account of the wording of the Reisha. Since the Reisha began by teaching us that if Roiv Yisrael Tmei, they can bring the Pesach Rishon Betuma. So on account of that language, the Sefer simply chose the contrasting language that a miut of Tmein will have to wait for Pesach Sheni. But certainly if it's half and half, the same halacha would apply there as well, that the half who are Tmei are considered like a miut, according to this Pshat of Kahana, and they can bring Pesach Sheni. So we had a kasha from our Mishnah on all the Shitas, and everything was answered. Continues the Gemara. Tanya kavasei de Rav. Now the Gemara will bring a raya from a brisa which will support each one of the three shittas. First, Tanya kavasei de Rav. We're going to have a raya from a brisa in support of Rav's shita, that half is considered like a roif. Tanya kavasei Rav Kahana ketrei lishni. Likewise, we're going to have one brisa for each one of Rav Kahana's versions. Says the Gemara, Tanya kavasei de Rav. First, we're going to have a raya to Rav. The Brisa says, "Hoy Yisrael mechza tohirin mechza tmein. If Yisrael were half tamei and half tar, halalo oisin laatzman, halalo oisin laatzman. Each segment of Klal Yisrael will bring the Karim Pesach, Pesach Rishon. The tohirin will bring betahara and the tmein betum. We see that a half is equated to roiv. Tanya kalishna kama de Rav Kahana. We have a Brisa in support of the first lashon of Rav Kahana that half is deemed like a miut." And we have a situation where Yisrael are half Tor and half Tomei. What do we do? The Tohirin bring their Pesach Rishon B'Tahara. The other half, who are Tomei, will bring Pesach Sheni because half is considered a Miut. A Miut
brings Pesach Sheni like an individual. V'tanya k'lishna bas Rav Kahana. Now we're going to have a raya in support of the second lashon of Rav Kahana, that half is not roiv, nor is it mute. Hareisha Yisrael mechza tohir u'mechza tmein. What happens? Tohir u'isen es harishon. U'tmein, however, einon u'isen lo es harishon v'lo es hasheni. Why can't they bring the rishon? Because they're not a roiv. Only a roiv tmein can bring Pesach betuma. Why can't they bring Pesach sheni? Because that's designed for an individual. Half of Klal Yisrael, that's not individual, that's half. They're not a miut, and therefore they can't bring Pesach Sheni. So now we have a brisa in support of Rav, in support of the first Lashon of Rav Kahana, and in support of the second Lashon of Rav Kahana. The Gemara will proceed to try to answer, what is the other Manda Oma going to do with the brisa which supported the opposing Shita? Says the Gemara, L'Rav, U'lelishna Basra Rav Kahana. What are Rav and the second Lashon of Rav Kahana going to do with the Braisa which supported the first Lashon of Rav Kahana? The Braisa which said that a half Tmein will bring Pesach Sheni. Hodaton, Tahir Na'isin Es HaRishon, U'Tmein Es HaSheni. The Braisa which said that the half Tmein will bring Pesach Sheni, Heichem Etartila. How is Rav who holds that when it's half tummy, half is like Roiv, and they bring Pesach Rishon Betuma, how is he going to explain the Braisa, which tells us that he half tmein bring the Pesach Sheni? Likewise, how is Rav Kahana, the second Lashon, who holds that when it's 50% tmein, they can't bring Pesach Sheni because they're not a meat? What is that Lashon going to do with this Braisa that tells us that they half tmein bring Pesach Sheni? Heichem Etartila. They're going to learn that actually, this Braisa is speaking about a case where it wasn't half tmein, it was only a miut, and that's why they bring Pesach Sheni. Keep going. Shehoyu Yisrael mechza tohirin u'mechza tmein. Suppose Yisrael were half and half. But if we divide it along the gender line, it's actually a bit different than half and half. The zecharim, the men, were mostly tor and only miut tamei. The noshim were mostly tamei and a miutar. Now, if you join together both elements, the men and the women, collectively, you'll have more tamein. You'll have half tahirim and half tamein. The noshim mashlimas latamein. The noshim, by virtue of the fact that you have many noshim who are tamei, if you join them together, you put them into the equation with the men, you'll end up having half tahar and half tumit. Now, we learn later in the Masechta, there's a machlokes regarding the status of an Isha with respect to Karban Pesach. Some say she is chayiv in Karban Pesach, whether Pesach Rishon, whether Pesach Sheni. Some hold she's really potter, it's rishus, it's optional. Some hold Pesach Rishon she's chayiv, Pesach Sheni she's potter, but we'll see that in the sugis later on. Now this brisa holds, v'kasavar, noshim barishon rishus. And when it comes to Pesach Rishon, an isha is not really chayiv, it's just optional. Therefore, when calculating the tohirim, utmein, and kal Yisrael, you cannot insert the noshim into that equation, because they're not really chayiv in Pesach Rishon. Therefore, dal noshim mitmein. Let's remove the noshim factor from the total number of tmein. What do you have as a result? V'havalu tmein mi'uta. When it comes to the men, you have only a mi'ut who are tamei. Right? We're speaking that the men were mostly tor and only a small portion tamei. It's only because you included the noshim who were mostly tamei and only partially tor into the equation, which gave you a resulting equation of a balance of tar and tamei in the balance, half and half. But suppose you remove the noshim from the calculation because they're not really chayev in the Korban Pesach. What do you have as a result? You have, when you look at the men, you have mostly tahir and miut who are tamei. You have utmei and miuta, and then certainly they bring a Pesach sheni. Of course, if it's only a meat, they wait for Pesach Sheni. So it's not a kasha on Rav who says that a half is considered like a roiv. It's not a kasha on Rav Kahn who says half is not a miut. We're not speaking about half. Ultimately, it was only a miut. Men who were tamei, and therefore they bring Pesach Sheni. So that explains that. Continues the Gemara. We had a braisa in support of the second lashon of Rav Kahana, which seemed to say that the mechtzot tamein are excluded completely because they're not considered a roiv, they're not considered a meat. What are Rav and Rav Kahana in the first lashon, going to do with that braisa? Little Rav who says that half is considered like roiv, Ulu lishna kamad Rav Kahana who says that half is considered like a meat and can bring Pesach Sheni. Hadasanya, what are they going to do with the following braisa, which supported the opposing shita? Tehoyer and oisin es arishin. We have half and half. The tehoyer and bring the Pesach rishin. Utmein ein oisin lo yis arishin ve yis hasheni. And the tmein segment cannot bring Pesach rishin or Pesach sheni. Heichim metarzila. How are Rav and the first lashon of Rav Kahana going to interpret this braisa? Because Rav was the one who held that half tmein can proceed with Pesach Rishon Betumah. Unlike this braisa, which said they're excluded completely. Rav Kahana in the first lashon held, half tmein can at least bring Pesach Sheni. Whereas in this braisa, they're excluded completely. Says the Gemara like this. Rav Mitarsla, Rav will interpret the braisa like this. It's not speaking when we really had half tummy. Rather, it's Kegoin Shehoi Yisroel, Mechzotzmein Mechzotzher. You had Yisroel. In this case, Yisroel means the Zecharim, the men, were half Tomei and half Tor, 50-50. V'noshim Oitfois Ala Tor. However, if you take into account the women as well, the women had more Tohirim than Tmeim amongst themselves, in which case, if you include the Noshim, it's going to tip the scale in favor of the Tohirim, leaving you with Roiv Tohirim. So it's not 50-50. With the women included, it's mostly Tohirim. Now, because Sarah, this Brisa, holds, like the other Shita, what is the status of Noshim with respect to Karban Pesach? It depends. Noshim Berishon Chayva. The first Karban Pesach brought in Nisan, they are Chayv. So when we make that calculation with respect to the first Pesach, they're included. U'b'sheni Rishus. However, with respect to the Karban Pesach Sheni and Iyar, it's only optional when it comes to women. They're not really Chayv in that. So getting back to our case, where the Zecharim amongst Kal Yisrael had 50-50, 50% Tor, 50% Tomei. Due to the inclusion of the women in the Cheshbon, the result was mostly Tohirim. So the Tmeim can't bring Pesach Rishon, Bituma, Berishon Le'Avdi, the Havi Le'Miut, since they're only a minority. Because if you look at Klal Yisrael collectively, men and women, who are both Chayv and Pesach Rishon, we have a majority of Tohirim. That doesn't allow the miut to bring betuma. So that's explained. Umiyutu liavde berishon. A miut can't bring a Pesach Rishon betuma. Fine, that's understood. What about Pesach Sheni? Why are the miut excluded from Pesach Sheni as well? B'sheni liavde. The reason why they can't bring Pesach Sheni is because, with respect to Pesach Sheni, we cannot include the noshim in the equation. The noshim are chayim Pesach Sheni. Dal noshim minayu. Remove the women from the collective cheshbon here, deduct them from the equation, v'havalu palgul palga. The resulting equation will be 50-50, because the men were always 50-50. It was only due to the inclusion of the noshim that it tipped the scale in favor of the Torah. Yeah, that applies only Pesach Rishon time, because the noshim are chayiv in that Pesach. Therefore, the miut tmeim were a miut and could not bring Pesach Rishon. But when it comes to Pesach Sheni, That's a game changer, because the Noshim are now deducted, excluded, discounted from the equation. Because then Achayim Pesach Sheni, the resulting equation is 50-50. We go back to men, exclusively Anoshim. The men are 50-50. Upangali Avdi B'Sheni. And we have half of Yisrael who are Tamei, they cannot bring Pesach Sheni. This will be in line with Rav. This is Rav's Teretz. Half of Kali Yisrael are considered like Roiv. And therefore, if we have come Pesach Sheni, we have half of Yisrael who are Tomei, they can't bring Pesach Sheni, which is something unique and specific to a mute. So that explains the Braisa. Why can't the mute bring Pesach Sheni? Because it's not really a mute. It involved this whole scenario where the Pesach Rishon, you had more Tahirim, but during the Pesach Sheni, it was 50-50. Fine, so come Pesach Sheni, they cannot bring a Pesach Sheni because half is not considered a mute. Ulu Rav Kahana. Now, how's Rav Kahana? We're speaking about the first Lashon of Rav Kahana, who considered half like a mute. And therefore he says, when you have 50% Torah, 50% Tmein, the Tmein will wait for Pesach Sheni. So what is he going to do with this Bryce, which told us that when we have 50-50, the Tmein are excluded completely from Pesach Rishon or Pesach Sheni. How is he going to interpret the Bryce? Ulu Rav Kahana, the Omar, Pal Ganam Ne Avdi B'Sheni. He knows that even half of Klal Yisrael who are Tomei, they're considered like a meat, and they can proceed with Pesach Sheni. Hochi Metarisla. That's how he's going to explain this Braisa. The Braisa which says that the Tmein, in this case, when we have 50-50, the Tmein cannot bring Pesach Rishon or Sheni. How is he going to explain it? As follows. Kigoyin Shohi Yisrael Mechza Tor and Mechza Tmein. Klal Yisrael collectively, on the whole, were half Tor and half Tomei. But if you focus on the men, on the Scharim independently, you'll find that there were less Tahirin than Tmein. On the men's side of things, there were more Tmein than Tahirin. So that'll be a 50-50, because you include the Noshim. The Noshim Mashlimas Tahirin, by including the Noshim, who happen to have amongst themselves more Tahirin than Tmein. If you join both numbers together, the resulting equation will be half and half. But it's only because you included the Noshim. Now, this Braisa holds, as we just said, because Savar Noshim Barishon Chayva B'Sheni Rishus. When it comes to the Pesach Rishon, the Noshim may be included because they are Chayiv in Pesach Rishon. So certainly, you account for them. And since you include them in the equation, you have half Torah and half Tmei. However, B'Sheni Rishus, when it comes to Pesach Sheni, it's optional for them, and they cannot be included in the calculation. So as a result of this, what happens? Barishon Le'Avdi. The half who are Tamei, they cannot bring Pesach Rishon. Why? Dehavalu Palgo Palgo. Because it's 50-50. You included the Noshim, which gave you a result of 50-50. Half Tamei, they have no right to bring Pesach Rishon Betumah. Upalgo Barishon Le'Avdi. They can't bring Pesach Rishon Betumah. They're half. They're not a Roiv. They're only a mute. What about Pesach Sheni? B'Sheni Nhamiloi. Nor can they bring a Pesach Sheni. Why? Although generally Rav Kahana holds that when we have half Tmein, they're considered like a mute, and they can bring Pesach Sheni, but in this case not. Why? Because if you deduct the Noshim, since the Noshim are not chayiv in Pesach Sheni, you have to discount them from the equation here, from the cheshbon. Dal Noshim Minayu. Come Pesach Sheni, you have to remove the women factor. Minayu minat Torah, remove them from the Torah number, meaning the only reason why we ever had 50-50 was because you included the women. The men on their own were mostly Tmein. Now if you deduct the Noshim, the resulting effect will be that we have most Tmein. Havu Tmein Ruba. Most of Yisrael, most of the men are Tomei. Ruba l'avdi b'sheni. And of course, most can't bring a Pesach Sheni. Pesach Sheni is something specific to an ish, an individual, miut of Klal Yisrael. But a roiv, they can't bring Pesach Sheni. So Rav Kahana interpreted the Braisa in line with his shita. Rav Kahana in the first lashon held that half is considered a miut, and they can bring Pesach Sheni. So why does the Braisa not allow the miut to bring Pesach Sheni? The answer is because come Pesach Sheni, they turn into a roiv. The only reason why they were half was because he took the women into account. That only applies during Pesach Rishon, when women are chayev. But come Pesach Sheni, when women are exempt, it's only reshus for them, it's only optional, you can't insert them into this calculation. So once you deduct the women, you're left with most men who are tamei. Most men, they can't bring Pesach Sheni. So at this point, we answered the shitas. We answered how Rav and Rav Kahana, in his first lashon, interprets the brisa which came to support Rav Kahana's second lashon, and likewise we answered how Rav and Rav Kahana in the second lashon interpreted the brisa which came to support Rav Kahana in the first lashon. What's remaining is, how is Rav Kahana going to interpret the brisa which supported Rav, that half is considered like a roif? Well, Rav Kahana, Hoda Sanya, this brisa which said Hareisha Yisrael Mechza Torah and Mechza Tmein, if you have 50-50, what happens? Alolo Oysen La'atzman, Valolo Oysen La'atzman, each half makes his own carbon, the Torah do their own, and the Tmein bring Pesach Betumah because half is like roif. How is he going to answer the brisa? Oh, Malach Rav Kahana, Rav Kahana will respond, you're right, Tanoi. It's actually Machlokes Tanoim. And I follow the other Tana. This Tana is in support of Rav, and I hold like the other Tana, who holds that a half is not like a roif. Ikal amand omar mechza mechza k'roif. Indeed, there is a Tana amand omar who holds that half has the significance and prominence of a roif. So if it's 50-50, the half who are tmeim can actually bring the Pesach Batuma like a roif. However, there's another shita. V'ikil man d'omer, mechza mechza ein a k'roif. The other braiso, the other braisois hold, half is not like a roif. And I follow that shita. So conclusion, we have Klal Yisrael, half tummy, half toy. Rav says, half has another roif. And the chiddush here is that they can bring the Pesach Batuma. The half that are toy bring batar, the half that are tumah bring batuma. Rav Kahana in the first lashon says half is like a meat. Therefore, the half who are tummy need to bring Pesach Sheni. According to the second version of Rav Kahana, half is neither roib nor meat. Therefore, the half who are tummy cannot bring Pesach Rishon because they're not a roib, nor can they bring Pesach Sheni, which is limited to an individual. Let's make a brief chazar of today's daf. The Gemara began with Shitas Rabbi Yeshua holds that in order to allow Zrika's dam of a carbon, you need to have something other than the dam, a kazayis of either the basar, that's learned from the pasuk v'asisa oylo yisecha habasar v'hadam, both elements need to be present, or a kazayis of chaylev, that we learn from the pasuk which says v'hikter chaylev. Also, a yeseres hakavet and shtei akleis would qualify because the pasuk says v'hikter chaylev l'reich nechayach, which includes these items as well. But a half a kazayis of basar and half of chaylev won't qualify, because you don't have a shear in neither context, not fachilas odam, nor fachilas mizbeach. But an oil is different, because everything goes onto the mizbeach. In that case, even if it's a half a kazayis of chel, a half of basar, that enables the zrik. The Gemara told us that a minchas and sachem, although it's brought together with the carbon, since that's not part and parcel of the carbon itself, that remaining behind does not allow for the zrika of the carbon to be accomplished. We proceeded with the Mishnah and the Gemara regarding a Pesach which is Babetumah in either of the following cases. When the Kol is Tamei, or most of them, the Kehanim are Tamei, or the Klei Sharis. Rav Chizkiya tells us that only applies when the Klei Sharis is going to be a Tamei person, but if it's only Tumah Sheretz, that Pesach can't be brought to Betumah. Rava disagreed. He said, even in that case, you could bring the Pesach Betumah. In a case where you have half and half, Rav says, half have a din of a roif, and they can bring a Pesach Betumah. The Torah bring their own, and the Tmeim bring their own Betumah. Rav Kahana says, half is not like a roif, it's like a mute. They have to wait for Pesach Sheni. According to the second Lashon of Rav Kahana, half is nor this nor that. They're not a roif or a mute, and therefore they're excluded. The Tmeim are excluded from both Pesacham, Pesach Rishon, because they can't bring Betumah, they're not a roif, or from Pesach Sheni, which is unique and specific to a Yachad, Ish. This mechza is not a miut, and therefore they can't bring Pesach Sheni. The Gemara brought a raya to each one, and in fact answered how each man d'omer will interpret the brisa which came in support of his opponent, and the one concluded that Rav Kahana says, you're right, it's a machlokes tanoim, and I follow the shita that mechza is not a raya. Be well and hatzlacha rabbah.